Jeff Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. And as I mentioned in the first hour, RBN is struggling financially, and they would certainly appreciate a contribution to their pledge drive. You can do that by calling 800-724-2719 or going to republicbroadcasting.org. Our guest today is Dave Martin, otherwise known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. And we're talking about a gentleman by the name of Gus Weiss, who died on November 25th of 2003 under very suspicious circumstances. And we were talking about what he had done that impacted the economy of the Soviet Union and actually led to the downfall. And of course, it hurt a lot of people in another country. And as I read that article, Dave, I thought, I wonder what happened in Japan, really. Was there some sort of sabotage there? If they have done this previously, a couple of decades ago, what are the things that they've done in other places that are similar? What do you think?
That is an interesting question. Yeah. Well, related to it, actually, trying to think of Joseph P. Farrell has had a follow-up. He was on the Rents program just before I was, or just after, anyway. He discovered, I'm talking about this. And he has made the connection possibly between Weiss's sabotage activities and the Promise software.
Right.
because that was involved in it, the use of Promise software and Trojan horses and trapdoors and things like this and the software that other banks use that allow us access into the personal information and all sorts of banking transactions that if you allow them to steal this software, then you use the software. It has a Trojan horse in it, or it has a trap door that allows you to learn what's going on when they use that software inside their country. That's another possibility. So he made that connection with it, that Farrell.
Mm-hmm. And Promise software was developed by an independent company, and then didn't the government just kind of take it over?
Stole it.
Yes.
Justice Department stole it from the Hamiltons. Yeah, and there's also some possible connection to the Foster case and the Foster death. There was a company named Systematics based in Little Rock that got control of it. On a point we were making earlier, though, that we're maybe not sufficiently proud of what we the sabotage that we did. Well, the CIA has Weiss's own article about it on their website. Maybe you keep mentioning my website, but I noticed you have on your website the article really we're talking about is one called Three Important Assassinations? Joseph Stalin, Leonid Brezhnev, and Gus Weiss. And I get the first two, Thomas C. Reed talks about them in his book, and then he talks about Weiss, but he doesn't talk about the possible assassination of Weiss, and that all comes from me, and that's why I tie it all together.
Yes.
So, there's a lot of stuff in there. William Sapphire also, there was this one bump-and-run article in the New York Times in which he's touting the Reed book and touting the, he calls it this huge success of our CIA and causing a massive explosion on the Trans-Siberia oil pipeline.
Which is a disaster.
Well, interesting. This is one other, none other than a prominent personage than Fidel Castro.
Hey, Dave, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. 3 minutes.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Climate change, urban foxholes, wholesale batteries, common sense economics, MacGyver 101, beekeeping 101, shortwave and ham radios, survival gardening, buy your first farm, over $200,000 in exhibitor giveaways, and teleseminars with James Wesley Rawls, Bob Chapman, and Julia Shopping. $8 one day and $15 weekend passes available now at GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th, the biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Guest today is Dave Martin, DC Dave, and we will take calls at 800-313-9443, and the article that we are talking about is linked on today's radio schedule page at spingola.com. Just click the radio schedule and go to the year and the month. It's a great article, very comprehensive.
Article. I probably should add another addendum. If you go to Farewell Dossier Wikipedia page, you will find a reference there, an article called Deliberate Lies, Strange Deaths, and Aggression to the World Economy, whose author is one Fidel Castro Ruiz, R-U-Z. That's the mother's maiden name. That is the Fidel Castro who wrote it.
And, oh, really?
Yes. And this appears in globalresearch.ca, a Canadian group, the Center for Research and Globalization. And he writes about the sabotage of the Soviet Union from a different perspective than Weiss and Sapphire. I get virtually quoted by Fidel Castro, although he pretty well, since I'm the only one who really has talked about the mysterious death, he has to refer to my article without actually using the name of my article. He pretty much plagiarizes that part of his article, but not giving me credit. But he's quoting me in there.
Wow, so, that's a distinction, huh? That you
well,
probably
but
never,
again, because
never
it's a field I have all to myself because nobody else is writing about it. And it took me, he's quoting what it took me a couple of hours of research to write because nobody else did it.
Interesting.
So, yeah, so if one of my longtime friends who's a super leftist with whom I have argued is listening. He actually volunteered and went against the federal law and went down and helped cut sugar cane in Cuba once upon a time with the Venceremos Brigade. And I told him what a foolish activity that was, but now I've got a closer connection to Fidel Castro than he does.
Yes.
Fidel Castro's commented on it, but the average American knows nothing about it.
The average American knows nothing about the background of our association with Cuba, or why, what happened, or why it started, or how we've sanctioned them for, since 1962, or something like that. I mean, it's...
Well, they can't smoke Cuban cigars. It's against the law to... I think it's even against the law for an American to buy a Cuban cigar when he's traveling overseas.
Hmm.
If they wanted to prosecute you for it, they could. But in this great free country we have. The comparison to economic sanctions against Cuba, the communist Cuba versus communist China, could hardly be a greater contrast. I've never quite figured that out. Everything we buy it seems to be made in China, and yet you can't even get a Cuban cigar.
That is interesting, sure.
Cuba a bigger threat than China, I don't know.
But, I often say, it's really not the Chinese that we're buying these things from. It's from American companies that have outsourced their production and are now manufacturing in China. We're buying it from those corporations. I mean, it's not, they're in China, but, that's the source of the stuff.
Yeah. I guess that's the big difference. The U.S. companies were confiscated and kicked out of Cuba, and they're still getting revenge on them for that.
Oh, yes. I mean, they kicked out all the gambling dens and everything else.
Meyer Lansky and the boys. Maybe they're ones influencing our policy.
Yeah. And it started, way back, with the USS Maine in Havana.
Yeah.
And it was all economic. I mean, it's always, everything is always economic.
Indeed. Well, we don't have a caller. I think the last poem I did on 3WE, this was WWE 50,000 Watts out of Cleveland on the Jazz McKay show before they took him off the air. I think McKay never realized that I wasn't approved.
Oh!
was a poem called The Lunatic Fringe. And I think that maybe went over the edge.
Oh dear! We do have a caller. Why don't we take the caller then do the Lunatic Fringe, and then I want you to talk a little bit about the death of Joseph Stalin and kind of.
Okay.
So let's take Barry in California. Barry.
I've always wondered, since we know that the news, the government, the CIA, they all work together to manipulate our minds. And when we hear of someone that is assassinated or murdered or they died of mysterious death on the news or through the government, do we really know that they're dead? Or are they still alive? Or you know what I'm saying?
Like Timothy McVeigh, for instance?
I'm not questioning the guess. I just always this has always been in the back of my mind, and I just want to hear what he has to say.
Ah. Well, in the case of Weiss, I hadn't thought about that.
Oh.
How do we know he's dead?
Yes,
that
indeed.
That's a good question. There was an announcement in the paid for by his 100-year-old aunt and a couple of cousins in the New York Times. That's all the New York Times has ever reported on his death, by the way, except that mentioned in the Sapphire article a few months afterwards, in which Sapphire simply said that Weiss had died from a fall. That is the only mention, this paid announcement of a funeral by these elderly relatives in New York City. So apparently there was a funeral. I don't know if anybody ever saw the body.
Yeah, it's probably closed casket, right?
Or if he was cremated or what, I don't know. He was Jewish. I know that. There's nothing connecting him to Zionists, or in fact, he was widely described as very apolitical for the most part, just a technocrat. That's true. But of course, the one that I'm most curious about, what was he actually executed, is Timothy McVeigh.
Yes, and where's Madoff? I'd like to really know where he's at. Is he really in jail, or is he in Israel living the high life?
That's a good question.
What about the guy from Enron?
That's right. The guy that died there.
Sure he's on some island drinking some coconut drinks?
Yeah.
What about Andrew Breitbart? Do we really know that he's dead?
Who is this?
Andrew Breitbart.
Breitbart.
Because can we really trust what they say on the news, in the newspaper, the government?
How about Barbara Olson?
Together, the corporation.
Oh,
you know?
Yes, definitely her.
Barbara Olson.
And I think that her husband, Theodore, actually married somebody that looks very, very, very much like Barbara Olson.
Really?
In fact, it's even been suggested that it's a makeover of Barbara Olson and that she's very much alive.
Don't you think that Hollywood's connected to this, too? Because maybe they're using actors and actresses, and we don't even know it. You ever thought about that?
They certainly not giving us a great deal of reason to trust them.
I mean, with the technology we have and the way that Hollywood can change faces with the video, look at the what happened in the Gulf. And I know, Diana, you've always questioned what happened in the Gulf with the the spill and all that. They can show anything they want on film. On video.
Right, and that was somebody that... that created a film, and I watched the film a couple of different times, and I'm thinking, yeah, this guy really has something. Lennon Honor is the one that did that film. Yeah, I don't believe the stuff about the BP oil spill.
Well, there's also a discussion about her possible involvement of Steven Spielberg with the moon landing. Was it Spielberg? No, it wasn't Spielberg. Before that, 2001 Space Odyssey guy.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, I don't believe
the
moon landing. I mean, it's not technologically possible for them to even go through the Allen radiation belt. I mean, they would have fried. So technically, it's just not possible. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Dave Martin, and we're talking about Space Odyssey and Stanley Kubrick, who was the director. And keep in mind,
if you Google Stanley Kubrick and moon landing, a lot of good things come up.
Yes. Yes. And then we have Billy Wilder, who was
Billy
also...
Wilder and Holocaust. There's another one.
Exactly. Yep. Yep. All these stage photos.
So the caller knows about the involvement in of Hollywood and in a lot of the big lies that control our lives.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of big lies that that influence everything that we've done and do and believe and think and feel. It's not right. It's not fair.
Yeah, well, on that last subject, my latest poem on my website, before we go, let's see, we want to come back to the lunatic.
Oh, page. Yes, that poem. You've got to do your poem.
But I have a short one, and before we, a very short one, that gets to the heart of the matter, called Mr. Big. If you haven't really thought it through, you might declare otherwise. But in America, ultimate power resides with the one who controls the lies. Let's think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. Who controls the prevailing lies? That's where ultimate power resides in this country.
Yes.
And there you have Mr. Big. But whoever Mr. Big may be and for what purpose. But the lunatic fringe is a little longer one, and it's one I think that got Jazz McKay off the air for a while. He's back out on a much smaller station in California now.
Okay,
He hadn't had me back on the air yet. We got time for the Lunatic Fringe.
Yeah.
Okay. Where would one locate the Lunatic Fringe? On what does this term of opprobrium hinge? I speak of those people who lack the ability to do anything for their pure gullibility. Whatever tale anyone might conceive, these credulous cream puffs would no doubt believe. They'd believe that a bullet could change its direction as if from a magical mid-air deflection, and a fighting young leatherneck PFC could teach himself Russian and travel for free. And then when the time came, believe it or not, he'd pull off a motiveless, murderous plot. They believe that the law is the sort of profession in which criticism can foster depression. Depression so deep that an upstanding man would cut his life short with his very own hand. He'd take his last drive just as slick as you please, without even using his motor car keys. They'd swallow a story and be none the wiser of a powerful bomb made of farm fertilizer. Lacking the long unused skill of deduction, they can't see how unlikely is a destruction. Unable to reach firm conclusions and hold them, they're ripe to believe anything that is told them. The pity is that few have the slightest conception of the insidiousness of the deception. We're not so much governed as arrantly ruled by those who regard us as dupes to be fooled. We'll never get out of this terrible fix until we see who are the real lunatics. That's the Lunatic Fringe. So if they say you're a member of the Lunatic Fringe, maybe you ought to have that one committed to memory, and you can shoot it back at them. Actually, I'll confess, I haven't committed that one to memory.
I think it would be a good idea.
Conspiracy theorists to memory, though, or conspiracy theory. But that's another one.
Well, we ought to hear that, too.
All right, well, actually, it's called Idling Intellect. Whenever conspiracy theory I hear, I know that a brain has just gone out of gear. The common phenomenon, again, I behold of a person determined to believe what he's told by the press and the political powers that be, who have long had no credibility. It's a sad thing to witness the widespread condition of critical faculties out of commission, and a once proud people cowed into submission. And that's how we're cowed into submission, by names, name-calling.
Yes.
And it's unfortunate. It's kind of childish to be cowed into submission that way. But,
Now, people can read your poetry right on your website. You have a link to your poetry. And
yeah, it's all there. I need to organize it better, I guess, but I'm not sure how I would prioritize it. And there are lots of overlapping topics, and you don't want to give too great a guide to poetry, because a lot of times when you write things, it turns out applying to things that you didn't mean for it to apply to. You know, it has a larger usefulness.
Application, yeah.
Yeah, then you realize when you wrote it. So if I put it under one category, it might belong in another category later.
Or in several categories altogether. I mean,
yeah. But there is a general contempt for our press, one of the most corrupt professions known to man, I think, of the journalism profession in this country, that it runs through it. But professions generally, my goodness, the higher education profession, the banking profession.
All righty. We do have to take a break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dave Martin, so stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to genuinechristianitynow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Guest today is Dave Martin, known as DC Dave, and one of our regular listeners wants to know if he can use the lunatic fringe as part of his email, at the bottom of his email.
Feel free.
With credit, right?
Let them know who wrote it. That's it.
All right.
Don't expect to get any, you know, maybe you can put it to music and make a hit tune out of it, but I kind of doubt that it would go on our airways very well.
Okay, tell us about Stalin.
About what?
About Stalin, Joseph Stalin. You begin your article with Joseph Stalin
The Stalin thing. Joseph Stalin. Yeah, the three important assassinations. I would just really have to read from what Reed has written, and it's pretty persuasive. I think that Joseph Stalin was done in by Beria. Of course, Leventi Beria was the head of the KGB at that time. And Beria was done in by the guys that were fighting for power after Stalin was gone. I guess I could just read what Reed has written.
Well, you know, Stalin Stalin early on. Oh, I'm sorry. We still have Barry as one to make another comment. I'm sorry, Barry.
Okay, Barry's still there?
Yeah, Barry, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right here. Are you aware of the website wellaware1.com?
No, I'm not.
I am.
It's Ed Chinnaridi, whatever how you say his name. But he put an FCC rule on his website. If I could just read it real quick. It has to do with hoaxes and false information. The broadcast by a station of false information concerning a crime or catastrophe violates the SEC rule. If the station's license knew that the information was false, broadcasting the false information directly causes substantial public harm. And if it was foreseeable that the broadcasting the false information would cause such harm, in this context, a crime is an act or omission that makes an offender subject to a criminal punishment by law, and a catastrophe is a disaster or an imminent disaster involving violent or sudden effects affecting the public. I won't read the rest, but then he said, if you want to read more, to click on this website. When I did that, they said, well, this information is not available, no longer available. I thought that was kind of interesting, but basically, they're breaking their own rules. Hollywood, the news, the government, they break this rule every day.
Well, actually, there was a court that said, let's see, in the case, it was in Florida, the whistleblower situation against Monsanto. And I can't think of the people's names. Give me a moment. Let me find some notes here on it. But they worked for Fox News, and they wrote an article, several articles. Well, they wrote an article, an expose of the chemicals that they use, that they give to cows, the steroids that they give to cows, and then that goes into the milk. And they had to do this rewrite 75 times. And Fox News, because of Monsanto's influence, basically said, no, we're not going to put this out. And so they did a whistleblower case. They went into court, and basically the court said that a Fox News, specifically, that it was not against the law to lie on the news, or that they could make news up. That was, and that's a court case, and it was in Florida.
Well, I sent you a link on your Spingola One at yahoo.com. You put the link on the where you can find the ruling. It's on page 13. So, and you can share that with the guest today if you like. But
sure.
I just wanted to bring that last comment in and how these scums, to me, they're scums for lying all the time. And get away with it.
Well, you know, I think government agencies, I think we talked about this a little bit yesterday, government agencies are really created not for the benefit of the citizens, but for the regulation of things, such as the FCC. I mean, that came into being with the radio, well, shortly after the Radio Act of 1927, which basically was designed to act as a regulator, to censor things that they did not want to be known, because the airways are public. They belong to the public, and they have privatized them over the years, particularly under the Reagan administration. I mean, you started out with 50 major news networks, and I believe we're down to 5. And that's because of the privatization, the monopolization. And so whatever you hear on, you know, on the news is basically, it's under the government control, and it's certainly under the control of the corporations who own this. And it started with the Radio Act of 1927 under Herbert Hoover, who was Secretary of Commerce then.
I have a pen in hand now. Could you give me that website again?
It's wellaware1.com.
Well aware, number one?
Yes, the number one.
Well aware, one.
Now, I don't agree with everything that he says on there,
right,
or the shows, but some of it is very interesting.
Okay.
But the fact is that, you know, when I watched all that was on there, it just made me think, you know, everything that we are seeing or heard, can we really trust it? I question ever since I've been listening to RBN, especially at Deanna, question everything. Don't believe anything. Question it and do your own research.
Absolutely. Not any one source ever, and that includes me.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm not coming against you. I'm just trying to bring out a fact. That's, you know, think about what you're being told everywhere.
Sure. Yeah, this court case was in the Florida Appeals Court, and it was called the Jane Aker Whistleblower Lawsuit, A-K-R-E. And basically, the court ruled in favor of Fox News because, of course, courts are corporations, and, you know, they have probably investments in this, in Monsanto or whomever. But the airways belong to the people, not the government or the corporations. But this decision, the FCC decision on December 18th, 2007, to allow even greater media consolidation. And so, you know, they are benefiting the corporations and have very little to do with protecting the rights of the citizens.
Well, as far as I know, this person that has this website is a regular person like us, and he says that they shut him down on YouTube. They take a lot of his videos down and shut his website down, so he had to reorganize.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they shut him down?
I don't believe everything that he's got on his website. I really don't.
Right, that's what I'm saying, but why did they shut him down?
I don't know.
It's something to think about.
Sure.
So, anyways, I didn't want to, you know, steer away to what you guys were saying, but I just wanted to bring those few points in. And thank you for letting me come in.
Oh, well, thank you. Appreciate it. Yeah, it was Steve Wilson and Jane Aker. Thanks, Barry, who did this four-part series on Monsanto and their use of bovine growth hormone, which is cancer-causing. I mean, it's a horrible thing. And here, you know, they were going to expose it, but the FDA approved it. So, you know, it's okay. Another government agency, along with the FCC and Department of Energy and whatnot. So anyway, tell us about Stalin. Now, Stalin indicated early on, as early as 1945, I believe, that he felt that somebody was trying to kill him. And he always had a lot of guards around him. Correct?
Are you talking to me now?
Yep. I talk to myself a lot, but I'm talking to you right now.
Okay, well, we have a three-way conversation going there.
Yeah, I think Barry's gone. He's gone.
Now, we were back to Joseph Stalin.
Yeah.
Okay, well...
The women are like that. You know, we're just, you know, women change.
Yeah.
You know how we are.
On that topic, I would recommend my article called The New York Times and Joseph Stalin. Through the years, so the New York Times was a big promoter of Joseph Stalin. It's interesting. Stalin may have worn out his welcome with the non-Gentiles among the leadership in the Soviet Union. That might have been one of the things that brought about his death, but I'm not sure. This is from Thomas C. Reed. It's on Saturday night, February 28, 1953. The Politburo 4, Malenkov, Beria, Khrushchev, and Bulganin, Nikolai Bulganin, watched a movie, The Kremlin. They were then driven out to Stalin's near dacha, located in Kuntsevo, about 10 miles west of Red Square. They remained there until 4 a.m. Sunday, March 1st, dining and consuming large quantities of matsari, a light Georgian wine. During that gathering, Barry apparently added an extra ingredient to Stalin's wine glass, a hefty or repeated dose of warfarin, which is a tasteless and odorless blood thinner that can induce severe intestinal hemorrhaging. Fittingly, in large doses, it is used to kill rats, again quoting Reed. When Stalin's four guests left, the leader allegedly told a guard named Khrushchev, "I am going to bed. I shan't be wanting you. You can go to bed, too." This is what Khrushchev told the other guards. Stalin had never given an order like that before. He expected at least two armed guards on duty at all times. But Khrushchev was the only one to hear this supposed order. He passed it on to the watch commander, who promptly and happily dismissed the other guards for the evening, leaving only Khrushchev on duty as the warfarin did its work. At 10 a.m. that Sunday morning, the guards reassembled the Dacha kitchen. They observed no activity from Stalin's quarters. At 6 p.m., one guard saw a light go on, confirming that things must be all right, and thus he would be unwise to enter. By 10 p.m., however, when there was still no movement inside, guard Loskachev was selected by his peers to enter Stalin's quarters. He found Stalin on the floor, conscious but mostly paralyzed, with one arm raised in the air. Loskachev assumed a stroke had felled the Soviet leader. A broken pocket watch on the floor had stopped at 6:30, suggesting that Stalin had lain there for 3.5 hours unattended. Loskachev called the other guards, who entered the suite along with the housekeeper. The four of them lifted Stalin onto the sofa and then put in calls to Beria and Malenkov. They first connected with Malenkov, but he referred the matter to Beria, who called back a half hour later to tell the guards, Don't tell anybody about Comrade Stalin's illness. No medical help was requested. 5 hours later, at 3 a.m. on Monday, March 2nd, Beria and Malenkov showed up at the Dacha. The guards told him the whole story. Beria said, quote, "Don't cause a panic, don't bother us, and don't disturb Comrade Stalin." The two then left, again leaving Stalin without any medical help. At 8 a.m., the doctors finally arrived 14 hours after the dictator's collapse to the Dacha floor. This is all taken from reports that have recently been available from the Soviet Union. At 9:50 p.m. on Thursday, March 5th, 4 days after the alleged, quote, stroke, Dr. A.L. Myasnikov pronounced Stalin dead of a cerebral hemorrhage. The first draft of the autopsy report, only recently unearthed, describes a major stomach hemorrhage as the most likely cause of Stalin's death. During his death throes on March 4th, the attending physicians noted that Stalin was vomiting blood. As usual, the Soviet news agency TASS misinformed the world, announcing that Stalin had died in his Kremlin apartment. Beria was there at the near Dacha at the time of death. According to Stalin's daughter, Svetlana, Beria called out in a loud and undisguised triumphal voice, "Khrushchev, the car!" Note that Khrushchev was the one called, and Beria was the first to leave, and it was Khrushchev who was on hand for the embalming of Stalin's remains. Strangely, Khrushchev fell ill and died shortly afterward. Stalin's remains were embalmed by a special laboratory of the Lenin Mausoleum. They were interred next to the body of Lenin, the red marble mausoleum that protrudes out from the Kremlin's walls into Red Square. Stalin was to be immortalized, buried in his uniform and shoulder boards, buttons, and hero stars made of gold. Later that spring, Beria said to Molotov, "I took him out."
Wow.
This is all from Thomas C. Reed's page 24 through 26 of At the Abyss by American Thomas C. Reed. It's pretty persuasive. And, of course, that's long been rumored that Stalin did not die naturally. But
right.
This is what happens when people are struggling for power. There are a couple of books that I recently ran across on Alexander the Great. That Alexander the Great was more than likely assassinated. And, he died young.
Yes.
Then there's the matter of Catherine the Great. Catherine Graham. It's another story.
Oh, really?
Did you know that it has never, you can look, I invite anybody to look in the newspapers, do Google search, whatever. Tell me. Who was with Catherine Graham out in Sun Valley, Idaho, when she had her fall on the sidewalk and hit her head? Who was with her?
Who?
I don't know. It's never been reported. Who found her?
Why would they want to kill her?
It's never been reported. I don't know, but I'm just telling you this is a fact. It has never been reported. Who found her? Who was with her? It has only been reported in one newspaper, a Boise newspaper, that she had multiple fractures in the skull.
Wow. And how about Dorothy Kilgallen?
That one is, I mean, she was hot on the trail of the Kennedy assassination. Dorothy Kilgallen was almost certainly murdered, I think.
Yes.
But the Katharine Graham one, you really got to wonder about it. I was active on Usenet at the time, and I just wrote a little question. It created a huge uproar, people were attacking me, and I said, I'm just asking a question. Who discovered the body?
Wow, that's interesting.
Why this overreaction? I mean, maybe she knew something about the 9/11 plans and was not on board.
Sure. All righty. We do have to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. Our guest today has been Dave Martin, known as DC Dave. His website is dcdave.com. And you know, the most interesting thing about Katharine Graham, I think, is that her father was Eugene Meyer, M-E-Y-E-R, and he was Bernard Baruch's partner in what was called the Juno Gold Mining Company. And he was a president of the Federal Reserve in New York at one time, and he was also the head of the War Finance Corporation in World War I and made a bundle of money. So he was a real insider. So your suggestions are pretty, you know, pretty interesting.
Yes, I have a long footnote. When I mentioned the closeness of Katharine Graham to Nancy Reagan, then I have a footnote. Graham reportedly fell on a walkway outside a condominium in Sun Valley, Idaho on July 14th, 2001, and died from head wounds suffering the fall in a hospital in Boise 3 days later. Absolutely no details about the fall have ever been reported. We don't know if anyone was with her when she fell or if anyone witnessed the fall. If she was alone, we have never been told who found her after the fall. Rocky Barker on the Idaho Statesman, to my knowledge, is the only one to report that, quote, doctors at St. Alphonsus Regional Medical Center in Boise performed a series of surgeries to repair extensive intracranial injuries, plural. It is, back to my observation, it's difficult to imagine how anything but a spectacular slippage on ice in mid-July could have caused such injuries. But in this case, as with Weiss's fall, our press is apparently content to leave us to our imaginations.
I feel another story coming on from you.
I've gone as far as I can with this, but I don't, you know, this was, at the time, I tried to get something out of the police, and nothing. I mean, they dummied up. I got nothing. Nobody would tell me who found the body.
Well, you know, just the fact that she came into the newspaper business via her father, who purchased the newspaper as a result of his basically, you know, profiteering during World War One.
Yeah.
And that's how he got so rich. And, you know, when everybody else was had to turn in their gold, well, the Myers and the Baruchs didn't have to.
One quick story about the small town of Washington. I had a friend who loved to brag about one of his sons. He had 2 degrees, one in international studies. He's bilingual in English and Spanish, and both of his degrees were from Ivy League institutions, which is a so one time I asked him, you know, this guy is a perfect background to be recruited by the CIA, it sounds like to me, Ivy League and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever done it? And he says, well, not when it's in the Ivy League, but when he was working at the Washington Post.
Ah, indeed.
An editor of the Washington Post took him to lunch and told him that if he wanted to get on the fast track of promotion at the Post, he should join the CIA.
Wow.
How about that?
How about that? It's a good place to end. Thank you so much for being on the program today, Dave.
Okay. So you're quite welcome. It's my pleasure.
All righty, we got to do this again.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye, listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.